From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 20 people, including a Somali politician, were killed when a car bomb, two of them, ripped Somalia's capital 2 weeks after a huge bomb killed more than 350 people. The first blast occurred at a popular hotel which Al-Shabaab gunmen stormed after detonating a car filled with explosives at the hotel's gate. The second car bomb exploded near the former parliament building, causing unknown damage, Al-Shabaab militants claiming responsibility for both attacks. Catalonia's deposed president, Carlos Puigdemont, has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal.
You will have to maintain the momentum of this country in the coming hours, particularly where peace, civic responsibility, and dignity are concerned.
The Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain. The Iraqi Kurdish parliament will meet today to redistribute powers away from President Massoud Barzani, who is under pressure to step down following an independent referendum last month. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called that referendum vote illegal and in response sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. Barzani finds himself in a tough position with Iraqi forces reclaiming territory near the city of Kirkuk. This is VOA News.